Guthrie. On that shimmering summer noon, a traveller crossing the Western Plain toward Redwall might have viewed it as a haven of serenity, with mossflower woods, verdant foliage as a backdrop. The ancient sandstone abbey towered over its surroundings. The bell tower stood silent, awaiting eventide chimes, as the sloping roofs and time-worn buttresses, old dormitory windows and long stained-glass panels reflected the sun's rays. Below, flower-bordered lawns and gardens spread from the huge main building, meandering round orchard and abbey pool to the outer wall. Four high battlemented ramparts protected Redwall and its creatures. At the western threshold, stout oaken gates opened onto the path and ditch fronting the flatlands. Beyond these gates, the vision of tranquility ground to a halt. Seated at a long table on the front lawn, a group of elders tried to withstand the noise and chaos raging about them. That good mouse, Marjoram, Mother Abbess of Redwall, had to yell to make herself heard above the din. She cast a pleading glance at her friend, Ruark Boldstream, Skipper of Otters.
"Please, can you not do something to stem this dreadful row, Skipper? I'm being driven out of my senses."
The trusty otter saluted.
"Leave it to me, ma'am."
Borrowing a hefty bung mallet from Selamol Gergie, Skipper used the top of an empty October ale barrel as a drum. Boom, boom, ba-boom. The thunderous alarm stopped every beast instantly. Fiddle-scraping hedgehogs, flute-twiddling squirrels, a choir of mousemaids, a group of moles twanging banjo-like instruments, and numerous solo performers practising their singing. Every Redwaller involved ceased all activities. In the sudden silence that followed, Skipper dealt the barrel one more good whack. Boom! The brawny otter launched straight into his announcement.
"All rehearsals and all ruckus rows will stop forthwith. Do you hear me? If the noise starts up again, then Abbess Marge will cancel the contest for the Bard of Redwall. Is that understood? Now, sit down quietly, all of you."
The Redwallers obeyed dutifully, every beast turning to glare at a little vole who by accident plumped himself down on the inflated bag of a bagpipe, causing it to wail. He lowered his eyes, muttering a hasty apology. With echoes still ringing in her ears, the abbess stood up to speak.